I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She's a summer queen for all seasons, and he's a proponent of right reasons. It's Watch What Happens Live with Lindsay Hubbard and Matt James now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411.
Hey guys, oh look at all the couples, and there's a baby. Welcome everybody to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, with one guest who breaks hearts and another who nearly broke her ass roller skating tonight. From Summer House, please welcome Hell on Wheels, Lindsay Hubbard. Hey Lindsay.
Hi Andy, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. And for The Bachelor, Mondays on ABC, it's Nima Collins' finest, Matt James. Hey Matt.
What's going on, Andy?
Oh my God, I'm so excited you're here. I'm so excited that you're The Bachelor, Matt.
Yeah, that was not something that I was planning on happening. I thought I was going to be on The Bachelorette, and a year later, I'm The Bachelor.
See that? Wow. Okay, I want to get into some Bachelor and Summer House questions. Speaking of Hannah's breakdown at the end of the episode, I mean, Lindsay, it had to be very awkward sitting there listening. Once you saw it and heard what she was saying, does she have a right to be pissed with him, do you think? Or is she overreacting?
Well, it's just a little confusing because last summer when the girls approached her saying that Luke was talking to other girls, she was totally fine with it. And now she seems to take a different approach. So I don't know. It's pretty awkward just trying to understand if they dated, didn't date. Like, we're all confused.
Matt, I can't even read this Twitter name, but they want to know, now that Queen Victoria is gone, what was your reaction when you found out that she was the true toxic one?
It's disappointing. You never really know what's going on, and you operate on imperfect information, but when you find out what's going on, it's never the wrong time to right the ship, so we're back on track.
Okay. Lindsay, Megan Kay wants to know why you were so upset by what Hannah said on a podcast. Don't you all talk like that on podcasts and social media? Isn't it part of being on a reality show? She has a point.
No, I don't, tend to talk negatively about my, castmates on podcasts, but that's just me. And it was just upsetting. Like, I thought we were friends, and I was very hurt by her putting out this narrative that I'm this like mean-spirited person, and I'm just not. So I didn't feel like I needed to invite her to a New Year's Eve party.
Matt, Billy G wants to know what was honestly going through your mind when ex-contestant Heather drove up in the minivan on Monday's episode. What did you think of the other women's reactions to her?
I was in shock. I had no words. And I was talking to Piper at the time, and I just broke down. I was just, I was dying laughing because I thought it was a joke. I thought I was being punked. And the women, I'm surprised she made it to the room. I thought that she was gonna there's gonna be some sort of fight.
Right. So you, Lindsay, you're not with your man anymore, right? When did you split up? Am I allowed to ask that, or do we have to wait and find out?
No. I mean, you'll see a couple of different situations that happened over summer. But officially for this last time for good, it was in October.
Okay. Well, it is my goal then to fix you up with Matt James.
Well, I mean, that just depends. Matt, do you have an emergency contact yet?
You know what? This process has played out very well for me, but I do have a friend, actually. I have a very close friend who happens to live with me. So that could be a potential match right there.
Oh, Tyler. Tyler.
So Tyler is your emergency contact.
Yes, Tyler's everybody. I'm going to make Tyler my emergency contact. Have you and Tyler ever blown each other, Matt?
What we do at the apartment is a personal thing, so we don't like to talk about any of that stuff.
Good answer. Okay. Well, Matt, we are so used to seeing you size up the contestants on The Bachelor. We would love to turn it around to get a few of your stats for good measure. I guess, well, now that I've already asked Matt the question I really wanted to know, I guess I can go. How old were you when you had your first kiss, Matt?
Oh, my gosh. I was in seventh grade. And I snuck out of the movie theaters to make out with my current girlfriend. And I bit her lip so hard that she bled down her chin.
Wow. And did you kiss her with your eyes open? Is that where you learned?
You know what? I was so traumatized by that experience. I think I started kissing with my eyes open after that. So I made sure that everything was going in the right direction.
What's your biggest turnoff, Matt?
Bad breath. And a stinky attitude.
Yes, I'm with you. In your eyes, what is your best physical feature?
I would have to say my lips.
Rate your game on a scale of 1 to 10.
5. It's a 50-50 shot every time.
Have you ever ghosted someone?
Yeah, I have, and I'm not proud of it. I have.
What's good for you for being honest at least. What's the first physical attribute you normally notice on a woman?
Her lips.
What's the best advice you got from a former bachelor ahead of your season?
Just to be myself. And I know that's cliche, but it was the best advice I got.
We have a lot of foot fetishists and tickle fetishists who watch the show. So are your feet ticklish?
Andy, my feet are the worst. I have bunions, so I don't even let anybody close to my feet. I don't let anybody touch
my
feet.
Okay, well, I mean, sweetie, you just put them right up to the camera. ABC just invested a whole season on you. Don't show us your bunions. All right, thank you, Matt James, the world's most desirable man, they say. Lindsay, as we now know, you and Steven were not in it for the long haul, so we're about to haul him out along with some other dudes from your past for a round of Hubbard's Hunks. I have questions picked from the bobbing heads of these guys who once had a place in your heart. Everett, Steven, Carl, and Payman. Okay, who among them was the best in bed?
Oh, gosh. I would have to say Steven.
Who makes the least amount of money of that group?
Probably Paymon.
Who is the sloppiest drunk?
Oh, gosh. That's a toss-up between Carl and Everett.
Who gives off the most big dick energy?
Carl.
Matt is tickled by this game. Who bought you the best gifts?
Ooh, none of them.
None of them. Who has the best style of that group?
Probably Carl.
Who would you least want to quarantine with?
Paymon.
Who got on the best with your friends?
Carl and Everett.
Who was the horniest of this group?
Me.
Who did your friends like the least?
Steven.
Who had the hottest body?
Oh gosh. I don't know.
Which breakup hurt you the most?
Everett.
Oh my God. Everett. Who among these guys was rudest to the wait staff?
Probably, I don't know. I don't think any of them are rude to
good.
Staff.
Okay, well, good. Thank you very much for indulging me. Matt, Bachelor viewers cannot take their eyes off of you when you kiss because apparently you can't close your eyes when you do it. By the way, I don't know why you're getting so much flack for this because I think it's great. You're looking at the person you're kissing. I mean, lay off him.
You know, I didn't even know it was a problem until I watched it back. I'd never watched a recording of myself make out with somebody, but now I know.
Lindsay, wouldn't you like Matt to look soulfully into your eyes while he kissed you if you two were kissing?
I'd be staring right back at him.
There you go. Well, we're going to play I Want to Make Out with Who? I'm going to show you and Lindsay sets of eyes belonging to Bravo celebrities based only on a look at their peepers. Tell us if you'd give them a kiss, and then we'll reveal the person. Lindsay, do these eyes have it?
No.
Okay, that's Craig Conover. I think you
I
knew
know.
That. Yeah. Have you ever made out with Craig Conover?
No.
Okay. Matt, do these eyes have it?
Yes.
Yeah, Cynthia Bailey, you bet they do. Okay, Lindsay, do these eyes have it for you?
No.
No? Sorry, Joe Gorga. What about these eyes, Matt?
Yeah.
Wow.
I like that a lot.
Matt likes the Ramona Singer eyes.
Mm.
You like the intensity of those eyes, Matt.
That'd be passionate.
That would be passionate. Wow. Okay. Lindsay, do these eyes have it?
Those are some handsome eyes. I do like those, yes.
Okay, Frankie Catania, give her a call. Matt, do these eyes have it?
Yeah, those are beautiful brown eyes.
Ah, Paige.
Just, Paige.
Right. Okay, last up, Lindsay, do these eyes have it?
Tom Sandoval, absolutely.
Wow, good job. Wow, Lindsay, you're amazing. Tom Sandoval in drag. Let's go to the virtual audience. Jenny, what's your question for Lindsay?
So be honest, did you play any role in getting Danielle and Luke to make out at your New Year's Eve party?
And looking back, is there any part of you that feels like you were being petty by not inviting Hannah that night?
Okay, so part one of the answer is no, I did not play any role with Luke and Danielle. I was too busy entertaining the people who invited us. Luke came late, he left early, and that was just not how that went down. And then the second part of the answer is no, I don't feel petty by not inviting Hannah. I have feelings, I'm a human, and I was very hurt by her going on podcasts and talking crap about me. So, you know, I just didn't want that around me.
Okay, Amy has a question for Matt. Ooh, Matt liked that answer. Amy, Ooh. What's your question?
Hi, Lindsay. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
So my question is, after Serena C went off on Katie on Monday's episode, after she brought up the drama to you, do you feel any different after sending her home? And also, how do you feel about fans petitioning for her to be the next Bachelorette?
How are you doing? Thank you for the question. When I saw Serena C and Katie's exchange, that had nothing to do with my feelings for Katie at that time. And doesn't say that anything about her as a woman and how incredible she is, because she was there for a reason. And those are the type of women that should be in consideration for a Bachelorette role. I mean, she's bold, she's courageous, and she stands up for what she believes in.
All right. Thank you very much, audience. Matt, Holly H. wants to know which woman you were the most sexually attracted to upon first seeing them.
That's a great question, Holly. I would have to say Brie.
Brie. Lindsay, Imogene G texted us and wants to know, why do you think Luke never told Hannah about Sierra, but Sierra knew all about Hannah? That seemed really fishy to me. And since you're close with him, did he ever tell you about Sierra?
No, Luke never told me about Sierra. I knew that both Luke and Hannah last fall, winter, spring, we're both seeing different people. And I never knew about Sierra. I don't know why he didn't tell Hannah. You know, I can't answer that, but they were both seeing other people.
Okay. Bravo Matthew wants to know, Matt, if you think Claire Crawley should get another season on The Bachelorette.
I think that everyone deserves a shot at love. And if Claire hadn't found that yet, then maybe she deserves another shot at it.
The audience is giving a resounding thumbs down to this idea, I have to say. Lindsay, Samira L. said, now that you're single, is there any part of you that would be willing to give Carl another shot since he's in a much better place than he was last season?
I love Carl so much. He is one of my best friends. We actually got closer after our little romantic stint. But I don't know. I just feel like we're like too close now. Like he lives in my building.
Wow.
We like spend 5 days a week together, going to the grocery store,
wow,
going on runs, cooking dinner.
Wow. Okay. Very good. Well, on The Bachelor, the women can get so thirsty that Matt looks like he's about to sweat right through his turtleneck. So I want to make sure everyone stays hydrated with a round of truth or drink. I have questions for both of you. If you don't want to answer, sip your drink. Okay. First question, spin it up, guys. This is for Matt. Have you ever needed to hide a boner from The Bachelor cameras? Have you hidden wood, Matt?
Oh my gosh. 1,000%.
1,000%.
Yes. I'm attracted to all these women. Yeah.
Like wow. During the writing competition?
The writing competition and when?
Yeah,
the writing competition, when you're getting out of the hot tub, you might need a towel. You might need to have the production go ahead before you get out. You don't want to.
Wow. Yeah. Hiding boners. Okay, flip it around, guys. Okay, Lindsay, Hannah said she's only had Luke's penis in her mouth twice. Do you believe her?
Yes.
Okay, spin it around again. Do you believe Matt that he and Tyler have never? Okay, Lindsay, which guy and girl from Summer House would you have a threesome with?
Oh my gosh, what a tough question. I would say guy, probably Luke, and then girl, probably, oh gosh, I wouldn't do it with Danielle because she's my best friend and that would ruin things. Maybe Amanda.
Oh, interesting. All right, spin it around. But she didn't choose Amanda and Kyle. Okay. Matt, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much did you like Queen Victoria? Oh, wow, very good. Oh, exciting. Wow, he's chugging it. That's how much he doesn't want to answer that question. Okay, flip it around. I want to do a couple more. Okay, for both of you, have you ever had sex with an ex more than once?
Yes.
Yes, Matt?
100%.
My God. I love how
I think everyone's guilty of that.
Yeah, I do too.
I think everyone's guilty.
Yeah. Okay, spin it. Let's do one more. Matt, who's the most famous lady to slide into your DMs with a flirty message?
Oh, that was easy. She was on that.
Oh, damn it. It was Gigi Hadid, wasn't it? Matt, Lynn W. wants to know how you remember all the women's names. Do they put them on the roses?
That's a great question. I use word association. So, for instance, that first night, whenever I would see Katie, I would just associate that with a vibrator. So anytime there was some sort of thing that went along, I just would associate with the woman.
Matt, Tawana H. wants to know if there's one lady you let go but immediately regretted it.
You know, I don't have any regrets. There were so many good women there that it was hard every week to send people home, but I stand by everything that I did.
Let me ask you this. Lindsay, when you went on Summer House and your man was working the whole time, did you, this happened right off the bat at the top of the season. Did you start to regret things quickly, or was that how your relationship was before you went in the house too?
Well, you know, pre-Hamptons and this season of Summer House, we were in the city and he was in his apartment, I was in mine. We spent the weeks apart and the weekends together. So, you know, yeah. So going into it, I was like, now I'm tiptoeing around my own room because he's there working. And it was just like, oh God, now a light bulb's going off. Like, what did I do? Where's my sandwich?
Matt, are you mad at me for asking you if you and Tyler have blown each other? I had to ask.
No, we get that. We get that question probably once a week.
Okay, good. Okay. All right, it's time for Watch What Happens 5. They say life is like a box of chocolates, maybe because you never know when you're gonna bite into a candy that's surprisingly disgusting. So in honor of Valentine's Day Sunday, here are the top 5 chocolate filling flavors that make me sick. At number 5, it's marzipan. I am not a marzipan. At number 4, 2 words, spicy cream. 2 more words, no bueno. Number 3 is pumpkin spice, because enough already. That's a flavor you should only be allowed to drink in October. Hey, I don't make up the rules. Okay, I do. Number 2, it's toffee. That stuff stays in your teeth the rest of the day. The clinginess is so unattractive. And at number 1, I'm dumping cherry cordial, strawberry cream, or anything fruit-based. I am not eating fruit. I am eating chocolate. That's the point of eating chocolate, not eating fruit. If your boo likes any of those flavors, I think that's grounds for dumping them right in time for Valentine's Day. Have a great day. I want to thank Lindsay and Matt for being here. See you Sunday night, everybody.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
All right, we are back. Lindsay Hubbard from Summer House. Matt James is The Bachelor, Mondays on ABC. Matt, I've talked to Rachel Lindsay a lot about her time on the show and her experience. And I wonder if you can talk to me a little bit about the pressure on you to choose a black girl at the end of the season.
Yeah, there that was definitely a lot of pressure I put on myself initially. You know, when I got there, being the first black bachelor, people are going to be looking to you for a lot of different things. And whenever I felt that pressure, I just felt back on how I was raised and what I was looking for. And a lot of those qualities have nothing to do with a race, and they're where your heart's at. Are you caring? Are you compassionate? And thank goodness that cast was so diverse, and that made up a lot of what I was looking for, and it made my decision that much easier with that quality of woman there.
Did you, I have to assume you talked to them about diversity before you did the show. I have to assume you said, this is how it needs to be for me.
Yeah. And I think that not being on The Bachelorette before, they were still trying to get an understanding of who I am, what I'm attracted to, and what I'm about. And they did a great job, you know, across the board, what I was looking for, I saw. And as the season continues, I think that it's very evident that they did their job and did their part in making sure that there was everything represented.
I will say that in watching this season, like, Matt, you handle all of these crazy situations with such class. And like, I don't know how you do it, because like, you just do it so well.
Thank you, Lindsay. It gets back to the question Andy asked me earlier. It's what the best advice was, and it's just to be yourself. And I think that you can lose yourself in realizing that you're on a show, but at the end of the day, you're dealing with people. It's someone's daughter, it's someone's sister. And I try to take that in consideration when I'm having conversations with them and letting them know that they're people and not everyone's perfect, but we're all looking for the same thing, and that's love.
That's great. Matt Hillary K wants to know if you can confirm or deny if your bestie Tyler Cameron is officially off the market. There you go. Lindsay Sire L wants to know if your relationship with Carl would have been different if you dated while he was sober.
You know what I love about my relationship with Carl is that we have a foundation of friendship first and foremost, and that's why we're able to be so close now. But yeah, maybe. It would have been different because he would have had a clearer lens of what, you know, we were going through, and I would have had a partner in him.
Right. Anyone in the audience have a question? Raise your hand if you do, audience. There you go, girl with the martinis, the lady and the man. Yes, martini couple.
Yes!
Hi, Andy.
Martini.
We love you.
We love you, Andy.
Love you back.
We're from Chicago. And I just want to know, was there ever a Real Housewives of Chicago that was going to be made or might be made in the future?
You know, I feel like we did we did that show Chicago Social, which kind of sucked. It wasn't great. It didn't suck, but it wasn't great. Didn't take off. How about that? I don't know. I don't remember if we ever cast in Chicago. We just might have many, 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 many years ago. I don't know. I mean, it seems like we're good right now. I know there was a movement when Tinsley moved to Chicago to cast around her, but I think we're good. Anyone else in the audience have a question? Yes, the woman in the red jacket.
Is that me? Hi.
hello, what's your question?
Hi.
Okay. Can I identify you, actually?
Yeah.
Because I'm now, it's so funny because I was sitting there, I was like, that really looks like Talia in our audience. Talia is one of our star research producers. And
hi,
I'm now remembering she is a Matt and Tyler, not only just fan, possibly stalker. So, what is your question for Mr. James? I'm assuming you have a question for Matt James. Yes.
My question is for Matt. Matt, I just wanted to know, what are your thoughts on going all the way in the fantasy suite, particularly with multiple people? And also, have you ever experimented with fruit? In the bedroom.
Bringing the heat. I like it.
That's what she does.
Great question. I don't want to give anything away because we haven't gotten there yet, but I think that question will be answered in a few weeks when we get there.
Aren't you encouraged to experiment in the fantasy suite? I mean,
I think what they tell you to do is to explore your relationship with that person. And that can mean a million different things to a million different people. So, it just depends on where you're at with that person. And some people choose to do that with a lot of people because their relationships skyrocket and other people haven't gotten there yet. So I think that question will be answered in about 2 or 3 weeks.
And what about experimenting with fruit in the bedroom?
It's a bad idea because fruit gives me gas. Yeah. So I gotta stay away from the fruit. The fruit messes
up. Yeah, more like ice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, ice, maybe some
ice
chocolate.
Ice? If you put, yeah. I mean, okay.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, I agree, Talia.
Emails.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, I think we're good. I want to thank, what more can we cover here? I want to thank Lindsay and Matt. This was a lot of fun. Thanks, guys. Thanks, audience. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Thanks, Talia. See you at work.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.